are some in the mainstream media that cannot stand the success of Caitlin Clark. The media, they are in a full-blown panic right now. Headline over at The Atlantic, written by one of our favorites here on the channel, the ravishing Jemele Hill. Which, by the way, I am glad to see that Smelly Jemele is still employed, even if it's only on a part-time basis. Remember that podcast that she used to have? Yeah, no one else remembers it either. Back in 2020 and 2021, when corporate America was feeling guilty about their mythical white privilege, Spotify, they donated six figures in woke welfare to Jemele Hill for the exclusive rights to her podcast. Now, the thing about sympathy money like that, it sounds really good when you're feeling guilty, but as soon as that guilt subsides and you realize you are donating six figures to someone like Jemele Hill, who is only capable of pulling viewership numbers in the triple digits, all of a sudden, these corporations, they no longer care about black and white. They only care about the color green. Headline at The Atlantic, what Caitlin Clark fans are missing. Yeah, according to Smelly Jemele, normal people who follow Caitlin Clark, they are missing out on the marginalized women and their invaluable contributions to women's basketball. For decades, the mainstream media has been begging. They have been begging for people to accept, for people to pay attention to women's basketball. Now that it's finally happened, the media, they find themselves in a little bit of a conundrum. You see, the media, they wanted us to pay attention to women's basketball as long as the star players check enough woke boxes. Problem with Caitlin Clark, she doesn't check any woke boxes. Which puts the mainstream media in a tough situation. Right now, they are treading lightly with the racial criticism, for lack of a better word, of Caitlin Clark. They are worried about the backlash. They're worried about the embarrassment, the accusations of hypocrisy. But as soon as Katie Rue Clark puts on that hard hat and those steel-toed boots and she's riding shotgun in the garbage truck, supervising routes in the WNBA dump, the gloves are going to come off. Now, not Katie Rue's gloves, of course. Gloves are recommended when handling other people's garbage. I'm talking about the fact that the mainstream media will come out in full force against Caitlin Clark. For now, though, they are pretending to celebrate her success while subtly throwing cheap shots. And it's not just the media that's worried about the success of Caitlin Clark. The NBA, they should be worried too. Well, KC, why in the hell would the NBA be worried? Caitlin Clark will never play real basketball in the NBA. Her future is set in the dump. Adam Silver in the NBA should be worried about Caitlin Clark because she is highlighting the glaring problems in their league. Monday night, Caitlin Clark and the group of role players from Iowa. Well, KC, why do you always call them role players? That is so demeaning. No, it's not. In basketball, you have superstars and you have role players. There's nothing wrong with being a role player. Hell, 95% of the NBA consists of role players. It's not demeaning, it's reality. But anyway, Katie Rue and her supporting cast defeated Angel Reese and the Bayou Barbies in the Elite Eight. Game was broadcast on ESPN. Katie Rue and Barbie Bayou, they were facing stiff competition from oiled up dudes and Speedos passionately hugging on each other on the USA Network. Now, as you guys know, deacons and parishioners at Woke United Methodist, they love watching men in tuck-friendly bathing suits wrestling each other. But orchestrated combat, it was no match for Caitlin Clark. Katie Rue drew 12.3 million viewers on ESPN. Now that is easily, the most watched game in the history of women's basketball. Hell, you could probably combine the past 5 years of the WNBA Finals, and you wouldn't come close to reaching 12 million people. But, you know, that's no accomplishment. Everything on television besides Pat McAfee and Skip Bayless beats the WNBA in the ratings. However, Caitlin Clark also outdrew the World Series. She drew a larger audience than damn near every college bowl game. I'm talking about some of the real bowl games here. I'm not talking about the Donut Diva Bowl hosted by Brian Stelter. I'm talking about the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, conference championship games. More importantly, Caitlin Clark outdrew three of the last four NBA finals. Since 2020, There have been 23 games played in the NBA Finals. Monday night, Caitlin Clark, she drew a larger audience than 19 of those 23 games. 2 years ago, if I told you women's college basketball would be more popular than the NBA, you would not have believed me. Hell, I wouldn't have believed me. Matter of fact, I wouldn't have said some dumb shit like that, but here we are. I am telling you with a straight face, women's college basketball has become more popular than the NBA. Well, let me correct myself. Caitlin Clark has become more popular than the NBA. The question is, how in the hell did we get here? How did the NBA get to a point where a female basketball player is outperforming their entire league in the ratings? I've said it 1,000 times, the problems in the NBA, it starts at the top. The problems in the NBA start and end with Adam Silver. For years now, Adam Silver and his pretend friends in the mainstream media, they have wasted time making excuses about NBA ratings instead of coming up with solutions. They have blamed cord cutting. The NBA audience is younger. Young people can't afford cable. They can't watch NBA games. Young people can't afford cable? I thought our fearless leader John Biden had created a booming economy where everyone was succeeding. How can young people not afford cable when minimum wage workers in California are being paid $20 an hour? Not to mention the fact that high-profile games in the NBA, they're broadcast on ABC, free television. Saturday afternoon, Caitlin Clark and her supporting cast, they were on ABC. They were playing in the Sweet 16 against Colorado. Now, quick! Name one player on the roster in Colorado. Well, Casey, that's easy. Shedeur Sanders. Yeah, if the shit fucks and wanker spankers had it their way, Shedeur Sanders would be playing on the women's basketball team at Colorado. He wouldn't even have to shave his beard. All he'd have to do is change his preferred pronouns to she, her, maybe go the extra mile and request to be called Sheila instead of Shedeur, and the women's basketball team in Colorado, they would have their brand new star player. Problem is, Deion Sanders would never allow that to happen. Coach Prime, he does not raise his sons to be his daughters. Saturday afternoon, though, Caitlin Clark competed against unknown players in Colorado, drew almost 7 million viewers on ABC. Now, the NBA, they have not come anywhere close to that number on ABC the entire season. Christmas Day, Celtics-Lakers, 5 million viewers. Meaning, Caitlin Clark outdrew LeBron James by 2 million people. LeBron James, supposedly the biggest basketball star in the country, and he is beaten in the ratings by Caitlin Clark? Are you starting to understand now why the mainstream media is upset? Their king, their savior, their chosen one. He is beaten handily in the ratings by a white girl from Iowa. This should be alarming for Adam Silver in the NBA front office. There are no more excuses to be made. America hasn't fallen out of love with basketball. America hasn't neglected basketball. America has neglected the NBA. We are 4 years removed from the NBA accusing half of their audience of mythical racism, and the league has never recovered. But that is only part of the problem. America's a very forgiving country. Now, of course, you can't forgive someone if they refuse to admit their mistakes. But again, that's only part of the problem here. You know one of the main reasons that Caitlin Clark is so popular? One of the main reasons that Caitlin Clark is a cultural phenomenon? She's relatable. Well, Casey, that is so racist. That is coded language. You're saying people relate to Caitlin Clark because she lacks melanin. Michael Jordan was a cultural phenomenon. People related to the hard work and the greatness of Michael Jordan. Before the self-proclaimed king traded his scepter for a set of knee pads and started kneeling for the national anthem, people loved and related to LeBron James. Family man dedicated to his craft, constantly striving for greatness. People relate to that. People relate to maximum effort. People respect stars who give 100% every day. Let me ask you something. Name a star in the NBA that people can relate to. Remember the All-Star game a couple of months ago? Was maximum effort given in the All-Star game? Remember the dunk contest? Yeah, me either. You know why we don't remember? Because outside of Jaylen Brown, star players in the NBA, they refused to compete in the dunk contest. Adam Silver, he had to pull guys off the street to compete in it. The NBA's reputation, it has been stained because of years of load management, years of star NBA players treating fans like shit, having fans removed from the arena, treating the regular season like it doesn't matter. And why do NBA players feel comfortable doing all this? Because Adam Silver refuses to hold them accountable. It is going to be interesting to follow the future of Caitlin Clark and the future of women's college basketball. For months, I have been saying that Caitlin Clark has zero chance of saving the WNBA. Now, I still think it's going to be incredibly difficult. She won't be able to start in the WNBA until next season. That's going to be a full year out of the spotlight, out of the mainstream. But who knows? Who knows how she is going to be accepted into the league? I would imagine that there's going to be a lot of resentment and jealousy from veteran dump divers, women who have spent years playing in the league and going completely unnoticed. All of a sudden, this young rookie comes into the dump and she commands the attention of the entire country. But I think Caitlin Clark might get some unintended help from the mainstream media. Like I said, the media, they have already slowly started to turn on Caitlin Clark. Some in the mainstream media, they don't like seeing a Christian girl from Iowa who has the audacity to have a boyfriend who doesn't choose to identify with she, her pronouns. They don't want to see Caitlin Clark elevate a league that has dedicated themselves to marginalized groups. The media, they would rather see someone like Bob Griner elevate the WNBA than Caitlin Clark. But I think this could work to her advantage. I've noticed something over the last couple of years. Normal people love proving the mainstream media wrong. Whatever the media is for, normal people tend to be against. Whatever the media is against, normal people support. We could actually see a situation where normal people support Caitlin Clark and the WNBA in spite of the mainstream media. Now, she's going to have to do her part. She's going to have to win. She's going to have to be dominant. But I don't think that's going to be a problem for Caitlin Clark. I mean, have you seen the level of skill or lack thereof in the WNBA? Caitlin Clark could be an anomaly. She will be someone in the WNBA who actually has the ability to make shots. People will have to bring their own battery-powered fans to the un-air-conditioned arena. Caitlin Clark, she's not going to be providing a nice breeze with constant air balls. It's also going to be interesting to see where women's college basketball goes from here. Can they maintain this momentum next season without Caitlin Clark? We could possibly get a preview this weekend of what life and ratings could be like without Caitlin Clark. If Iowa loses in the Final Four, you're going to have UConn and probably South Carolina in the national championship game. Do you see that matchup drawing 12, 13 million people? I don't. I doubt it even comes close. Meaning the Elite Eight would outdraw the national championship. That should never happen. This is why ESPN was so hesitant a few months ago to break the bank for women's college basketball in the women's tournament. But remember correctly, I want to say ESPN paid $60, maybe it was $80 million for the women's tournament. With the ratings they've gotten this year, ESPN got a hell of a deal. But what happens next year? If Angel Reese returns, she's going to be the only star in women's college basketball. Problem is, LSU has spent the entire season pissing people off. Where does women's basketball go from here? They stumbled upon a once-in-a-lifetime cultural phenomenon. Will they be able to capitalize on this momentum? I don't see it happening. I think ratings next season will probably be higher than their historical averages, but eventually, I think ratings in women's college basketball return to normal. That's what usually happens when a generational star leaves. Happened to the NBA after Michael Jordan retired. Happened to the WWF when they lost Austin and Rock in the early 2000s. It's already happening to the NWSL right now. Remember last fall when all we heard about was the growth in the NWSL? Megan Rapinoe retires. This season, they are finally being featured consistently on national television, and they're not drawing flies to a fresh turd. NWSL games on ESPN are an absolute disaster. Saturday night, The NWSL, nationally televised on ION, game drew 198,000 viewers. Now, to make matters worse, the pregame show drew 317,000, meaning the NWSL had a pretty good lead-in and their pregame show could not convince people to stick around to watch the actual game. Give me your thoughts on this. Caitlin Clark draws over 12 million on ESPN. Has Caitlin Clark become more popular than the NBA? Should this be concerning for Adam Silver? I mean, the NBA averaged 5.5 million during the playoffs last year. Caitlin Clark is going to absolutely crush that number. Do you think she will be able to carry all of this momentum to the WNBA? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.